Good morning to you all. This is Daniel King from Mannheim. God bless you this morning, another day to look into the face of our Father in heaven and to thank Him for His Son, Jesus Christ, that He has sent here on this earth to give us hope, to be the hope of Israel, to give us life, to give us eternal life. My heart is just overwhelmed with gratitude this morning. I just want to praise the Lord for thinking upon His people here 2,000 years ago and for having mercy on them. And that is part of what I want to talk about here this morning. The date here is December the 26th, and yesterday is the day that the world over, as I understand, would celebrate as the birth of Jesus Christ. And I would understand that it's not that there's no significant proof of when Jesus was born. There's varied opinions on the origin of Christmas, and that is not my message here this morning. I'm just here to say that it does not appear that there's any significant proof of what day of the year that Jesus was born. But I do not think that that is important. I think that when Scripture leaves leaves out information, that means that information is not important. So I'm here to say this morning that the day of when the world would celebrate of Jesus coming here on the earth is not important. But what is important is that we look one of the things I want to talk about this morning is the reason for God sending His Son here on the earth. And sometimes we can get carried away with this neat story over this time of the year of God sending His Son and Him coming, you know, in the form of a little baby and being born in a manger, in a stable, and all the cattle around there, and then the story of the shepherds and the story of the wise men. And it is a very thrilling story, but I think we need to be careful that we don't get carried away with the sentimental side of the story, and but that we recognize and realize that God had a purpose in all of this, a very significant purpose. In a sense, the whole creation sort of hinges on the coming of Jesus Christ and Him coming to the earth and Him being, going about His ministry duties there from the age of 30 when He was baptized until He was crucified. And the life that He exemplified for us. And then going on to be crucified and to be resurrected again the third day and to ascend into heaven. That all of creation hinges on that part. It says here in Matthew 1, verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." And those are blessed words in the ears of a sinner. Those are blessed words. So I'm wondering this morning, does this verse bring hope and cheer to you this morning? Are you one of those that are sick and wounded from sin? I would also like to read another verse here in Luke 4, when Jesus began his ministry, it says he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was given to him a book, and the book was the book of Isaiah was given to him. And he paged through there until he found where it was written. And he started reading from the book of Isaiah there in the synagogue. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And then he closed the book and gave it back to the minister. And he went and sat down again. And so there's more to be said there. They had a little bit of a misunderstanding there. And in the end there of that situation there, they rose up and were about to thrust him out of the city. But what I would like to focus on here this morning is that very verse of the reason for Jesus to come here on the earth. And that is to preach the gospel, to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I was wondering this morning, Jesus said that he did not come for those that are well, but those that need a physician. There was a time in Jesus' ministry when he was invited, when a Pharisee invited him to his house, and I think one of the reasons was that this Pharisee wanted to know, you know, who this man Jesus is, what he's like, and instead of just going by hearsay and asking his neighbor, you know, what he thinks or who he thinks Jesus is, he decided he's going to find out for himself. So he invited him. And while they were eating, while Jesus was at his house, there's a woman that came in. This woman was a sinner. She was unclean in the eyes of the Pharisees, of the Jews. And she sat there and bowed down before Jesus, and she washed his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head, and she kissed his feet. And that is just a picture of two groups of people. You have the people who are weeping in front of Jesus because of who they are. And then you have the people who are just kind of, you know, observing Jesus, critiquing him, and trying to figure out if he fits their life or not. And observing who the other people are that are around Jesus and all those things. And so what Jesus was saying there then to that woman is or maybe he said it to the Pharisee there, he did not come for those that do not need a physician. He did not come for those who do not feel their need of anything, okay? He came for those that are brokenhearted. He came for those that are bound and are captive and are bound by chains. Chains of what? Chains of sin. He came to give sight to the blind. He did not come to give sight to the seeing, but to give sight to the blind. And he came to set at liberty those that are bruised, not liberty to those who are well. Basically, he did not come for those that do not need a doctor, but he came for those that are in need of healing, in need of deliverance, in need of a doctor. Now, the reality of the fact is that every human soul that was ever born into this world and has reached the age of accountability where they know right from wrong is indeed in desperate need of Jesus Christ. But there are only a percent of the people who see their need of Jesus Christ. So if we can see this picture here, Jesus came only for those who actually see their need of Jesus Christ. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there are there's only a percent of these people who actually realize that they are in need of Jesus Christ. So my burden this morning is that which camp are we in as the acceptable year of the Lord is preached unto us? I think the acceptable year of the Lord here is saying that when the gospel comes into our life, when the gospel comes and falls upon our ears, do we find ourselves in need? Do we find ourselves hungering and thirsting after God this morning? Do we find ourselves brokenhearted? Do we find ourselves in need of deliverance? Do we find ourselves in need of the opening of our spiritual eyes? And do we find ourselves in need of healing? So that is my encouragement this morning. I would like to talk some more on this subject of Jesus Christ and why it was needed for a Savior to come into this world. We received a Christmas card from one of our people that we know, and inside there was a short note, and it said on the note, "I strive to think more about the reason for this season than just to enjoy the season." And what the note meant is that the writer of this note, or the writer of this card that was sent, is it seemed like there was a longing there. You know, Christmas can be an exciting time. Christmas can be a time of lots of cookies and all that, and Christmas can be a time of giving gifts. But then I think in many people's hearts there's this emptiness and this longing. Well, okay, but this is all about me and myself and my friends and my get-togethers and my eating and drinking and, you know, and having a good time. And then there's this emptiness, this conscience that's nagging and saying, but what is the reason for the season? And I think, you know, many a times there are so many people out there who are just wondering, well, okay, but what is really behind this thing of Jesus coming to the earth? And that is my heart in the next few days. I would like to talk about that and to talk about the mysteries of this subject and all of the things that the Bible has to talk about. And I am sure I will not be able to touch very much of it, but I would just like to point out some of the key things. So God bless you as you seek Him over this time.